Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, it's the way sports talk radio should be. It is Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We're going to have tons of fun over these next 3 hours. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. I am great. How are you?
Man, I got two stories for you. Ready? Which one you want to hear about how Doug Gottlieb and I fought all morning on the Dan Patrick Show, or how I had to run for my life at 3 o'clock in the morning outside, out of my apartment?
Wow. Let's start with the 3 in the morning.
I don't know. Somebody, I guess, pulled a fire alarm. I'm dead sleep having to get up early for the Dan Patrick Show, which is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on the West Coast. So I'm trying to get some shut-eye, and the alarms go off. You know, fire alarms, Chris, are just really loud. I don't know. I know you live in a house, but sure, you've been in a hotel or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep. And you know, and it startles you, and then you say, well, should I really go out? I don't smell any smoke, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm trying to think. So I decide, okay, I need to get up and get out. And just to paint it, but couldn't go back to sleep or whatever. So it was
What happened?
Somebody like, pulled the.
Oh, it was just a prank.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like ridiculous. And you know, to have that done in the morning and just I don't know, people have nothing else to do. Just a headache.
Wow. So. Poor Rob Parker. Wow.
Yeah. No. Wowsy, wowsy.
That is bad though. I get it, man. All right. Yeah. So then you and Doug went at it. That's not a surprise. I mean, when you say so, go at it like all in fun, or did it get heated up in there?
No, just a heated debate. You know, Doug. Doug knows everything. So it's just one of those.
So what was Doug? That makes two of you.
About what? Is that two of us? About black hiring in the NFL and
he didn't think it was an issue.
Yeah, like that because Eric Bieniemy didn't get a job. And I just said, Doug, were you in the interviews? Do you really know? I mean, I hear you, but
so what was he saying? The interviews were bad?
Yeah, he talked to two GMs and you know, he gave all of his reasons why he shouldn't be hired and this and that. And I'm just saying, well, it's funny. I'm just saying, the idea is, it's bad in the league. He couldn't even acknowledge that the league had an issue with hiring black coaches. Like it's not an issue. Like, and I'm like, Doug, if we're on that, starting from that point where you can't even admit that the league has had a problem, then what conversation are we having? You got to at least give me that there have been issues. And I brought up the point. I said, if the National Hockey League, Chris, that has, I don't know, 98% white players in it, if their coaching ranks were 75% black, wouldn't you look at that and go, something doesn't make sense here? Of course you would. And that was my point to him.
What did he say about that?
And he said, yeah, it would look weird, but a lot of black guys are great players. They don't want to be coaches. I said, there are plenty who want to be coaches.
Right.
And one opportunity. Don't tell me about Patrick Mahomes doesn't want to be a coach. And of course not. The greats of the greats. They don't want to be coaches, Chris. But there are a lot of guys who get
in. Absolutely.
I brought up Todd Haley, how he played golf in college. He wound up getting a head coaching job. You know, and just more situations and circumstances. So, It was a yell fest, but it was good.
Wow.
Dan Patrick, listeners, well, they look, woke
and
up
even
this
even the hockey comparison, which I get what you're saying, and it's a good point. But even that's also apples and oranges because, you know, it's not just that it's 70% black players in the NFL roughly, and what, 4 out of 32 black head coaches, but it's also the historic racism. You know, it's not just even that, oh, it's a mostly black league, but very few black coaches. It's also the history of it. I mean,
Chris,
we just had two black starting quarterbacks. We weren't supposed to be able to play quarterback 15 years ago. We weren't smart enough to do that.
And think about the first black coach, Art Shell. Chris, 1989.
Right. I mean, it's
1989.
And we get the historic racism, but to say it's not, it doesn't exist, is ludicrous.
Right. That's period. Why we got into it. But it's all good. We are here on the Odd Couple. I'm probably, you know, you don't have to spar. Don't hurt me too bad. I'm probably sparred out today, okay? I'm just saying.
Let's get rolling. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is out. So in, super producer Mark Ramsey. And on the updates, our man Isaac Lowenkron, Ilo, from here on out.
And then Brandon is up. Brandon, right? We got Brandon as our, did you say Brandon?
Brandon.
Producer?
What's Mark doing? Oh, where's
Mark is
Alex? Because I thought I heard Alex earlier.
Alex is working with Mike.
Okay, because
right?
I was like, I was all confused. Okay, Alex is working with Mark.
With
Mark Ramsey is on the ones and the twos.
Right. And
Brandon is the super producer. All right. We got it all straightened out. All right, Rob. Daniel Jones, who some say, some being Greg Jennings, great wide receiver, former wide receiver, who some say is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Reports say, Rob, he wants $45 million per year. And if that shocks you, how about this, Rob? The New York Post is reporting that the Giants are offering somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 years, $190 million. I'm shocked at that. I mean, you can ask for what you want. Ask for $50 million if you want. But the fact that the Giants are offering Daniel Jones, who threw 15 touchdowns in 16 games last year, 5 years, $190 million? I'm stunned. I'm floored. I'm knocked out. What? Look, I think Daniel Jones showed us a little something last year. A little something. He went from being a guy you definitely didn't think was your franchise quarterback to a guy that you might think is your franchise quarterback. All right, but he didn't show me enough to lock him up for the next 5 years at basically $40 million a year?
Right.
I franchise him, period. If I am giving him $40 million or something like that, it might be for 2 years. No more. I got to see more. So I'm franchising him, Rob Parker. I'm shocked that they're willing to just already give him the five-year, $190 million deal, if that reporting is accurate.
And I'm shocked that Daniel Jones being presented that when they had no interest in him just a year ago, Chris, that Daniel Jones in that room with the contract sitting on the table and no pen around didn't grab something to cut his finger open and sign in blood before they pull the contract back.
What? He thinks he's got leverage. And Rob, what you listen leverage? To some people on TV and they're saying, well, if they don't sign him, somebody's going to give him $40 million.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I would go and get Derek Carr tomorrow over Daniel Jones, Chris. Tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Even think about it. Not even hesitate. And Daniel Jones.
You might be able to get Derek Carr for that money.
Right.
Right? I don't think he's going to get much more than that if he gets more. I agree with you on that. I'm stunned, Rob, that there again, the numbers per year, if you're talking about 2 years, we still want to see what he's made of. We want to open up the offense a little bit, see if this year was kind of a fluke. All right, okay, good. But 5 years, you're ready to lock him in. It's not 5 years, $100 million. 5 years, $130 million. It's 5 years, $138 or $190 million. I don't get it. And let me ask you this, Rob. They are prioritizing Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. You agree?
I think they're ridiculous. To me, what made that team work, Chris, was Saquon. That's what made the offense work. And I know you got running backs, and people don't want to pay running backs. They'll come a dime a dozen. But I'm telling you, you take him out of the mix, and you'll see how ineffective Daniel Jones will be. I just think you better be careful with that because it only works. You just talked about it. 15 touchdowns in 17 games. Chris, that ain't a guy who's throwing a ball around the yard. That's the people who are running the ball around the yard and scoring on touchdowns because you got run up to the 2 and 3 and 5 yard line. I'm just saying, I would be very careful. Like, he doesn't work without an effective running back.
I hear you, and I do think Saquon Barkley is a better running back than Daniel Jones is a quarterback. But I do think it's the smart thing to do to prioritize Jones. Mainly, if I got to put the franchise tag on one of them, I'm putting it on Jones, and then I'll negotiate with Saquon. And I say that because, not just because he is a running back, that's part of it, because, Rob, you know, running backs don't have the value they used to. I do think I can find not a guy as good as Saquon, but I think I can find somebody who's a good running back. If I got a line, and I know they, you know, they might not have the best offensive line, but, you know, I think they'll keep getting better. If I have a line, I think I can get a good running back for a lot cheaper than the money Saquon wants. The other thing is that Saquon's been injured. You know, I mean, he's only played 16 games his rookie year and this year. Obviously, he had to, you know, he's played 13 games two of the years, though, so that's okay. But still, I'm going to need him for 16, 17 games. So I think the injury's an issue. And then, Rob, I also think last year he only ran for over 100 yards four times, and none of them in the last nine games if you include the playoffs. Now, he had some good games where he had 80 yards here or there, but I think that it wasn't like he was Derrick Henry. It wasn't that type of situation where he's the workhorse. And so I do think it's right to prioritize Daniel Jones, but that money I think is crazy. I'm just not ready to lock him up for 5 years because I'm not sure yet. And I'm shocked that they are already.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Here's how it works. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, ATV, boat, and more. Then you'll have all your protection in one place, and that's a wonderful thing. So bundle and save at progressive.com. Ephraim Salaam around the corner. But you first, 877-99 on Fox. Is Daniel Jones worth a 5-year, nearly $40 million a year contract? We don't think so. What say you?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Jax and KC. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
What's going on, fellas? Mr. Parker, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
My good brother, Chris Broussard, you slid into town, didn't even know you was coming, man. Did you get a chance to get some dates?
We went to Slaps. You ever heard of Slaps for barbecue?
Yeah, I know.
We were in a hurry, but it was on the way to the airport. I think it was actually in Kansas.
Yeah, it's in Kansas. It was good. It's right across the bridge.
Yeah, it's cool.
I can't say nothing bad about Slaps. But, you know, our good frat brother, Ollie Gates, and George, and the whole family, you know, would have took care of
it. I think we tried Gates, but it was sold out. We wouldn't have made it. We were in a hurry. Yeah.
I understand. Hey, you know what? The bad thing is that $40 million a year is just about the going rate, these quarterbacks now, bro. That's just what it is. So, to me, like you said, if they don't sign them, it's probably a team that's going to give them that money. Like, I'm cool with that. It wouldn't be me if I was one of these teams. But, I mean, it's getting pretty close to that anyway. So, you got to be able to – if I was them, I'd draft me a quarterback – and just keep trying to look for another, you know, somebody else that can actually play the position.
I just don't think I want to hitch my wagon to him for the next 5 years yet. I'm not sure. So I want to give him 2 years, franchise tag, something, so I can continue to evaluate him.
Yeah, that's it, because 15 touchdowns in 17 years didn't blow my socks off.
But you mentioned it earlier. When we talk about Saquon, that's who you got to franchise, because – you know, the life of the running back is going to be so much shorter. It doesn't make sense to give a running back his money.
I'm not trying to pay him too much. I'm not trying to pay him too much either.
So. All right, brothers. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Yep. Later. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go with Tim. Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Chili Tim, what up?
Yeah, what up, Ron? What up, Newt?
What up, Newt?
What's going on?
Two Nukes calling so far. It's a Kappa jam up in here.
Is it Kappa Monday? Kappa Tuesday,
no, y'all need to be in the community doing some service and stop calling sports talk shows.
We were doing that all day.
All right, that's all I'm saying. All right.
You worry about the strip club. We'll take care of it.
Right, exactly. He got nerve, don't he?
Hey, Tim, hey, I do work in there. I'm doing charity work, you know what I'm saying? But that's another story.
You do a ministry. Okay, I hear you.
Right. That's right.
But I wouldn't give Daniel Jones because I don't trust. They beat up on a bunch of bad teams this year, and I can't really, you know, put my trust in, you know, what they did. I think all the teams in the East, they had really good, you know, they beat up on some bad teams. Even Philly, I mean, they played well, but the competition was not that great. So I wouldn't need to see Daniel Jones for another year. Maybe see how you feel better with some better teams, better competition, and let him show me something because I just can't trust that schedule, man. It was a weak schedule, and he barely did well.
But to your point, he had three games where he threw for 300 or more yards, and they were all against Minnesota twice
against
in Detroit.
Minnesota had the worst defense.
Yeah.
That's right, and the other one was against the Lions, Chris, second worst or third worst.
Exactly. Yep. Can't trust him.
Right, no man. Doubt. Thank you.
All
Jerome.
Right,
yep. Jerome in Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Romy?
What's up? Hey, no way, Jose. No way. 45 million. I've seen a lot of quarterbacks. Hey, 45. Hey, is the Tish and the Mav family, are they on crack? Huh? As Dan Ball said, oh, yeah, I can make him a fan. No. Hey, something left? Yeah. $45 million? No. No way.
Yep. And if he's getting $45 million, then Patrick Mahomes should get 90 because he's twice as good.
What's Josh Allen getting?
Well, you know what I mean, Chris? He should get 90 if you're giving $45 million to Daniel Jones. I mean, come on.
And we get how it works. You know, we know when it's your turn, you're up, you usually set the market, but come on.
Right. You know what a franchise quarterback is? You know what a franchise quarterback is? When your number one receiver lines up wrong in the biggest game of the year and you still make it work for a touchdown. That's Mahomes. That's a franchise quarterback. Three games with a high ankle sprain. That's a franchise quarterback.
He's the best quarterback in the league. We get everybody's not him, but come on, Daniel Jones, we're with you on that.
JR in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, JR, on this Trash Talking Tuesday?
How you doing there, fellas? First thing I want to say, Rob, I heard you on the Dan Patrick show this morning with Doug Gottlieb, and I don't think Doug Gottlieb understands the issue at hand to even be having that conversation with anybody. But as far as the topic on hand,
it was tough because of, you know, you got to acknowledge that there's a problem, and when you can't even acknowledge that, then you know, like that's got to be the starting point, right? That was my issue with him. That's the starting point. There's a trouble, right?
But as far as Daniel Jones goes, I think Nick Wright said best on Calhoun's show earlier. Franchise tag him, and we're not talking about the expensive franchise tag. Give him the little franchise tag where another team can come out and outbid New York for the rights on Daniel Jones. And if some other team does it, you know, c'est la vie. No way, no how am I giving Daniel Jones off of one good year in his career $45 million a year for 5 years.
No, right. No doubt. And that's what it's been, Chris, one good year.
Look, he had a pretty good rookie year. I mean, he fumbled. His problem in the past was the fumbles. But his rookie year, he was pretty good. I think he threw for about 25 touchdowns. But then the next 2 years were bad. And then this year was pretty good. So I got to see more. I'm just not sold. Why in the world would you be sold? Look, to his credit, Rob, he's had three head coaches in his 4 years. So I get all that. And I'm willing to take that into consideration. But you got to show me more than 1 year. My goodness. All right, we got Ephraim Salaam up next. But first, Isaac Lowenkrohn with the update.
Hello, fellas. The Atlanta Hawks have fired. How's it going, Rob? Not going so well for Nate McMillan because the Atlanta Hawks fired him as their head coach. Atlanta 29-30, holding the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference. McMillan was in his third season as the Hawks head coach. He took him to the Eastern Conference Finals 2 years ago. Assistant Joe Prunty will serve as the Hawks' interim head coach. In college basketball, Tuscaloosa police say that Alabama star freshman forward Brandon Miller furnished the gun that was used in the murder of a woman last month. Former Alabama player Darius Miles is one of two men charged in the woman's murder. Here is Alabama head coach Nate Oates today.
We knew about that. I mean, you know, can't control everything anybody does outside of practice. Nobody knew that was going to happen. College kids are out. Brandon hasn't been in any type of trouble, nor is he in any type of trouble in this case. Like, we're wrong. Spot at the wrong time.
Miller has not been charged with a crime. He remains an active player. He is the leading scorer this season for Alabama, which at 23-4 is ranked second in the nation. On the scoreboard right now, number 14 Kansas State has a 23-13 lead over ninth-ranked Baylor. 7 minutes left to play in the first half, and number 11 Tennessee out to a 19-14 advantage at number 25 Texas A&M with 8 minutes left to play in the first half. Fellas, it is all yours.
Thank you, Ilo. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Hit it. That's right. Our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar and a writer on the hit series Bel Air, which Ephraim, I believe, starts up this upcoming week again, right? Season two?
Thursday, baby.
Yes.
Thursday, the premiere of season two.
Yes, Bel-Air was very good. Well done. It was a rewrite of the old Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's a great job on that. I'm looking forward to season two.
So, man. Ephraim, what'd you do? You stabbed the other writers in the back? How are you the only writer who came back? What happened?
You know what I do? And you guys may know this because I fill in for both of you guys. Whenever I'm in a room, I add value. And if you can consistently add value, whether it be a writer's room, whether it be in a locker room, whether it be in a studio, then you'll always be able to get work. I add value, and I pride myself in that. As a seventh-round draft pick, I didn't play 13 years in the NFL because I didn't add any value to a team.
That's great advice.
There's no doubt about that. I've been in this business 37 years and worked for about 35 different places. And the bottom line is, you're right. You have to be able to. It ain't luck. You got to add something to the mix. So that's a good point.
Yeah, there's a lot of people trying to be. I mean, a lot of people want to write. A lot of people want to be on the air.
Right.
So, you know, how do you maintain longevity in something as coveted as entertainment?
Right. So is because there's different writers, how is it going to be different this time? I mean, obviously it's going to be a whole different storylines, but you know what I mean? Like, do you think is it going to be a different feel to it?
No. Well, we laid the foundation, right? We laid the framework. We reintroduced the characters. So we build on storylines. We've added new storylines. We've added new dimensions, new emotions. A couple new love interests, things like that. So it's just storytelling, man. It's, you know, there's some poignant things that are happening in today's society that we incorporated. There's some fun, a lot of fun moments, some levity. These are kids, right? These are young,
right?
Young high school kids. And then we have the Aunt Viv and Uncle Phil who, you know, they're coming into their own. Aunt Viv is spreading her wings and doing something. Instead of sacrificing for the family so much, she's doing something that she wants to do. Uh-oh. And then we go on that journey. So
it got dudes chasing her too, I remember. So
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some football, Ephraim. We just talked about reportedly Daniel Jones, first of all, wants $45 million a year from the Giants. But also the reports are that they, at least one report, is that they are offering him somewhere in the ballpark of 5 years, $190 million. And my feeling is I haven't seen enough yet. He was fine this year. I'm not ready to lock him up for 5 years. I want to franchise him or give him a two-year deal or something like that so I can continue to see more. Are you sold on him? Like, would you be willing to give him a five-year deal?
No. If they've offered him 5 years, $190 million, and he's not gonna sign that, he needs to fire his agent immediately.
Chris, what did I say? I'm talking about
immediately. Like, we don't even when he calls and tells me the deal, because that's what they do. They talk to the agent, then the agents call the players that, hey, this is what they're offering, and then he gives his input. I don't think we should take it. As soon as he says, I don't think, then hey man, you're fired. I'm calling them directly. Hey, you guys can deal with me. I'm coming in. We're signing the deal. Congratulations. We're going, Super Bowl, here we come. That's what I'm doing.
And he did fire one agent. I don't know what from CAA. Now he's got a new agent. But, yeah, I'm baffled at that. But quickly, too, Lamar Jackson, it looks like they're heading for a divorce, which is hard for me to believe with the Ravens. But what do you think? How do you think this ends?
Well, we saw the writing on the wall, right? Like, it's one thing – we know in the NFL, like when there's writing on the wall, you got to actually read the writing. You can speculate. You can, if they want him, they want him. If they don't, then we drag this thing out. Tell me right now, if Daniel Jones is getting 190, what could Lamar possibly ask for where you'd be like, I don't know, man. Like Lamar right. Jackson. Like this is... The team does not work without Lamar Jackson. Like, period. They could trade him. They could do whatever. He goes away. Then what happens to the Ravens?
Right.
Like, right. Seriously, they don't. There's no plan B. Right. He's gonna get the money. So give him the money. If he wants $200 million fully guaranteed, give him $200 million fully guaranteed and move on. Start trying to make the team better.
You could easily do that. He wins you 75% of your games, and he gives you the best chance. It's easy. I agree with you. Just make the guy happy and move on. Let me ask you, did you see the news where Jim Caldwell basically said he's done trying to get a head coaching job this last cycle where he didn't get an opportunity? Just kind of sealed it for him. He's just not worried about trying to get a head coaching job anymore. How disappointing is that for a guy – you know, who had success in the league, or you remember, took the Colts to the Super Bowl, and this guy, there wasn't a place for him.
It's disappointing. It's a little bit depressing when you see what happens to an Eric Bieniemy. You see what happened to Byron Leftwich last year. He was offered a head coaching job. This year, he got fired. Like we don't have a lot of room for error as African American coaches, right? If you see some of these hires, some of these people that are being hired, I'm like, who is that, and where did they come from?
Yep. Right.
You look at Nathaniel Hackett, and he got that job last year. I was like, this is crazy. He gets fired. He got another job.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately.
He got another job and all that head coaching money in his back pocket, too.
So for me, I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It's just difficult for me because you have all of these dynamic. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Hey, keep going. We got you.
Sorry. I said, you have all these dynamic African-American coaches who don't get opportunities, or they get one opportunity and then fly off into the ethos. Like, that to me isn't fair. Right? That's not fair. You can say what you want. Everybody's trying to get the new young hot guy and this guy. Cliff Kingsbury is in Thailand right now. Think about that.
Counting his money, because he got...
He's in Thailand, still being paid millions and millions of dollars. But look, before he left, he was offered multiple jobs. He was like, nah, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to go on to Thailand on a one-way ticket. Please make it make sense.
Well, there's a feeling. It seems like there's a feeling that if I hire a black coach, he better be good. Like, he better be great. I mean, I'm not, if I'm going to hire one, he better be great. Whereas a lot of times hiring a white coach, it's like, I feel like the attitude is, it's unspoken, obviously, but like, well, we'll see. We think he's good, you know.
Yeah,
we'll see,
let's give
give him a chance.
Joe Judge. Let's give Joe Judge a chance.
Like, they don't. It feels like they're willing to give whites a chance to fail, but with black coaches, it's like, oh, we better be sure. This better be the one,
right?
It's ridiculous.
And tell me, how is that fair? Right, but we know this isn't a fair system. There's still no African American owners. We have minority owners, right? But we don't have majority minority owners in abundance. So this is the same old thing that we've been dealing with. It happens on the coaching. The only thing they can't get rid of us is the players, because we're just that dynamic. Go figure.
Right.
Well, because that's a real level playing field, and you can't
subjective.
Put. It ain't subjective. Hiring coaches and front office people, I tell people all the time. You could just go like a guy, just to like a guy, like Jeff Saturday. Hey, when we're sitting at the bar having drinks or whatever, man, that's my kind of guy. You know what I mean? And Jeff Saturday got a job. Name me the black guy who had not coached anywhere and got a head coaching job.
And just say, offer you a job to coach a whole team. You've never done nothing like that. Come on, man. Come on, that'll never happen. That'll never happen
ridiculous.
For us. We know that, and it's frustrating.
Yep, no doubt about it. Quickly before you go, the Eagles, now, you know, no team other than Tom Brady, no team since the Buffalo Bills has lost the Super Bowl and gotten back the next season. Do you think the Eagles have a really good chance of breaking that, or you think, you know, they'll be good, but they're going to take a step back?
Well, the biggest concern is they have so many unrestricted free agents.
Right, like 11, I think.
They got a bunch. They're more than anybody. Now, look, their core is there. Their core is young. You got A.J. Brown. You got Jalen Hurts. You got, you know, they're going to lose Sanders to free agency. But you got the other kid, the other running back. I mean, they have talent across the board. If they can retain some of those defensive guys, a lot of those free agents are defensive guys, or get better or get younger there and not lose that output, then, they're poised to go back. Jalen Hurts is just getting started.
All right, that's our man Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff, brother.
All right, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, speaking of coaches, Rob, Nate McMillan dropped by the Atlanta Hawks. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, I'm just going through some mail during our breaks and just got reminded, I'm an actor.
Oh, are you?
I just got my SAG check for a royalty check for my role in hashtag Reality High.
Is that right?
$138.
How much?
And 78 cents.
How much?
$138 and 78 cents.
That's a lot of money for that movie, Chris. Wow.
It was a great movie, and I got to admit, I killed my scene. Killed it.
It's unbelievable you can make that much money for 30 seconds on the screen.
It was like, it was a good, I don't know, 3-4 minutes, something like that.
Did you speak?
Yes. I interviewed the star of the movie, who was, Rob, the same guy that played Dr. Dre's younger brother who got killed.
Right.
And Straight Outta Compton, and the same guy that played one of the New Edition guys, the tall, light-skinned one in New Edition, with the kind of, I don't know what his name, Ronnie maybe? I don't know what his name was. But yeah, so legit actors up in there, and me.
How often do you get it? How often do they give you a check? Is it once a year?
Probably once a week I get a good $150. Nah, I'm just like.
Yeah, I was going to say, once a week?
It's been a while. It might be once a year. I don't know. But hey, it's just good to be, you know, us actors. And Ephraim's supposed to have a spot for me in Bel Air at some point, so I'm still waiting. But just to let you know.
I get my money every day for acting on OnlyFans, I think.
Oh, gosh. Are you on that?
No, come on, Chris.
I mean, I thought you might go on it to look, to oogle.
I'm not on that. I hear about it all the time, people on there making money, but no.
Some former people we know on there.
Yes, we do know. Absolutely. People.
All right, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, a drought. NBA drought continues. Shekel City. Let me give you some XFL games and my picks
you
on these.
You betting on XFL games?
Of course not. I just wanted to pull your chain to see if you would react to it. Of course not.
Wow.
But anyway, Shekel City will return on Thursday when the NBA, Chris, gets back into action after this respite. So there you go, Shekel City.
All right. Speaking of the NBA, Rob, Nate McMillan fired by the Atlanta Hawks, and I don't know, Rob. I guess I get it. You know, they're disappointing.
Chris, we've been talking about them all year about how bad they were. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the eighth seed and they're battling. I mean, they're a half game ahead of Washington. Toronto's a game back. Like, they're battling to stay in that play-in. Chicago's not even in the play-in, and you would expect they're going to make a surge. Indiana might as well. But I don't think Atlanta's that good. I like Trae Young. He's fun to watch. He puts up big numbers. And he ate up the Knicks in that one playoff series, you know, a few years ago at Madison Square Garden, shades of Reggie Miller. But, Rob, Trae, I'm not sure Trae can play winning basketball. I mean, at this level. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say it that way, but he's got to start winning.
His star has dimmed. The star is dim. It ain't the same. Like, this guy was the buzz. You know, Rashard Phillips was one of his biggest early guys talking about him, but you don't hear much anywhere else. They've just struggled, you know, in and out, inconsistencies. I don't know. Like, you thought he was taking that next step. You remember people were saying he's going to be the next villain in the NBA, and he's got a rivalry and all this other stuff that was going on from that playoff series, and that really just fizzled. And Nate McMillan turned that team around. If you remember when he came, they had fired the coach, Chris, early in the season. I can't remember the brother's name who was coaching. And they fired him early in the season, and they turned that team around, and they became really good.
Yep.
But it hasn't been good the last, definitely last year or so.
Yeah, it was Lloyd Pierce, if I remember correctly.
Lloyd Pierce, that's who it was, absolutely.
And Trae, look, Trey's still young. He's still got
time. I'm not saying his career is over or anything.
His numbers are great. 27 and 10, basically. 26.7 points, 10 assists, you know, 42% shooting, 32% from three. So that's not like eye popping, but the numbers are there. They got DeJounte Murray, who's also a very good player. He's giving you almost 21 points a game, 6 assists, and 5 rebounds. They have a little talent, but you got to bring it together, and they've got to show that they can play winning basketball. I think with Trae, Rob, he's at that point where initially you just want to establish yourself as a star, right? He's done that. He's gotten his max money. He's shown he's a star. And now you got to start winning. Because if you don't win, Rob, then people start to forget it. Karl Anthony Towns, it's like, okay, yeah, he's nice, numbers. But at a certain age, we start to expect you to win. And if you don't, then you kind of fade from some people's memory. So that's where Trey's at. We'll see if he can do it. Keep it locked. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.